head of Ishmael, we're holding in the Psiche of Yevomes. That's the Psiche Noch, Simchas Torah, after Kabbalah Satoro. It's not going to stick to the Masbir. The Yom HaNeroim, the end of the Yom HaNeroim finishes with Roshana Rabbe and Simchas Torah. What is Roshana Rabbe? Roshana Rabbe is really a person, the whole sukkah goes with the Dalet meaning. Esrog is the tzaddikim, yesh leitam bereach, lulev, yesh leitam, ein lei reach, the tmorim, hadasim, yesh lei reach, ve'ein leitam, it smells good. The arove is kolege bereshoi. The whole sukkah is, we take all of the arvamim, klal Yisrael together, yesh ve'yesh. The last day of sukkahs, we drop the lulev and the esrog and the hadasim, and we hold on to the arovas. What is the point that we hold on to the arovas? We hold on to the arovas, be'etzim, to say that every yid has a chance. Every yid could make it. Loss of the esrog, loss of the lulev, loss of the hadasim. After we come to the musik of Kirvas Hashem, we know that every yid, afilo haroshe, could become a chelek aleika bimal. But there is a tnai that we take the arovas and we shlug the arovas. The arovas is misbatel. When he's misbatel and he shtelt su, and he becomes batel and doesn't say, you know, it's good like I am, then the arovas has a chance that the arovas taiki could become a chelek. And this is Be'etzem, what we do in Roshana Rabbe, we take the Arovas, we makif with the Arovas, but then we bend ourselves down, and we make Kabbal Oil Malchu Shomayim. This is Be'etzem, the Yesoid of the Minag Nebi'im, of the Chibud Arovas. Also is brought down in Sforim, that the Esra, you know, they pick off the Esra off the tree, Tammuz, they ship it to America. The lulav in the summer, they take off the hadasim, and they come, they're very fresh. The arovas, they pick up a couple days before, and after 2 days, golish giblim. Because be'etzem, arovas gdeilis al kol mai, arovas be'etzem is the simul to teire. A yid, without teire, maybe you could think that he's an esrog, you could think that he's a lulav, or as a arovas. 2 days without water, vayelchu shleishes yomim veleimotzu mayim ein mayim elotoiro. The arovas look, it's no tam, no reach, kuks azay shlech. This is be'etzem arovas. When a person has these two asogas, they understand that everyone could, and everyone has a koyach, and he's in his battle, he's masking to machmia, to mekaber. And at the same time, he knows that what they have to live without a hefsek, and the only atzlocha and teira is if it's without a hefsek. This be'etzem what brings a person to simchas teira. This be'etzem what brings a person to simchas teira. And after a yid has that korah, and the Arove, Asher Hushom, and he's masking to be misbatter, and at the same time, he knows that he has to learn Beretzifes without a Hefse. Klal Yisrael go to Simchas Teira, we dance with the Teira, we mekabel the Teira. And Be'etzem, the winter's man, is that Cholas HaTeira, we started Bereishis. It's Be'etzem a new Kabbalas HaTeira. After Yomim HaNeroim, that is Be'etzem when we're starting Baruch Hashem, Shechiyonu V'kiyomonu V'yigiyonu L'azman HaZeh Yevom Ezman. And in every Zman, a Bochur could shine. And in every Masechta, a Bochur could grow. But Yevom Ez has something special, especially Yevom Ez in the Mir, a specific Messiah. But the Ma'ale of Yevom Ez is, Avada is different sugyas, as in the Chaloysa sense, Gishmak is sugyas in the middle. But Mikol Makoyim, it's one chelik, it's one piece. And it's so easy to be lechzach in learning. It's so easy to be shakua in learning. Yevamos is hard, but it's easy to be lechzach in learning. And Fakel, the Yitzhore starts in the beginning, a lot of Zman in the Yitzhore starts in the middle of Zman. First 2-3 weeks with another class, again, Zer Gishmak, and after Zimel Zachshver, Yevamos is punk Fakel. If someone learns 2-3 weeks Yevamos Shark, he can leave. I tell you, he can leave. Oh, well, you have to get in the beginning. It's hard sometimes. Keep the cheshbonos, nochamol and nochamol, and with the time, with the time, daf beis, daf gimel, then daf ches, daf tes, then yud, yud aleph, then daf chof. These are the main blat that all the sugars in Yevamos come together. Then you're acholitz, rabbon gamliel, and laat laat, you get a picture and you get lektzach in the sugars. This is be'etzem the koyach of Yevamos. So be'ezus Hashem. We'll start. Well, I want today to say a shiur psiche be'etzem, numar in God, straight to the sugya, but because a lot of musogim that we'll go over a little bit the yesodis of Masech the Yevamos, about a lot of these things, be'ez Hashem, duch the learning of the Masech, we'll see klolim and siogim and avones, but at least we will have the derech, the tchilas advarim. But I'm asking that people that are not planning to be lechzach morning, afternoon, night, Friday, Shabbos, and Yevamos, to make chalitza and to leave. Daf nish blayv. Machen rikike eichet, yeah? Daf nish, daf nish up, you know, they disturb. And it's not, in Yevamos, I think Avshach said once, you know, every masech, the bachur doesn't learn, so mach nish tais. In Yevamos, you know, the erve, poiter, tzoroseh, tzoroseh, tzoroseh. If someone doesn't learn, she starts off the ganze bismedosh, kol habayis, melzach nish good. I want that we'll learn it, Adabah, we'll shite together, we'll grow together, we'll lick it, and then it's only have to get in, and it's mamish gishmak she'en kedugmosi, it's mamish gishmak v'asechta. Try to make it easy and klow, with all the cheshboinus. Till in the end, it's mamish klow. What I'm saying, it's the chayev, like I said, a person sometimes doesn't see, he thinks that he's an esrig. He learned when he was a bachur in yeshiva for 5 years, he doesn't know. Kadosh Baruch Hu looks on him like a shmach ha'arove. A yid is like a arove. There's no musik. There's no musik that a yid shags. A yid grows if he's not lektzach and learning. You're right, you don't have to have schusim, but you have to be nisbata. You have to be nisbata. Every year I like to buy these big aroves, you know, the moravias. This year I was so busy thinking about how you have to be nisbata, I bought myself very small aroves. I thought with the big aroves, I can't have the right avoid of aroves. But that is be'etzem the koyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells every person, if you shtel tzu, forget about your friends, forget about all of the shlusim, you want to be good with them, you want to be nice with them. I'm lechzach in Yevamos. I'm telling you, you will have such a gishmak as man, such a mamish, and that is Hashem, a person has to try to chab chutz for morning seder, and night seder, the first perek, and we'll be masking in the second perek, but also to try to learn the second seder, Perek Ravi, Perek Hamishi, Perek Shishi. That this is our shlomo. You get the whole musig of Yevamos. So I'm telling you, it's a tam she'ein kedugmosi. It's only the beginning to start to be kavua, asmode, on shusim, on inyanim acherim, to be lechzach, and it's easy, is what to do. Tutzach, 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 tutzach. So we'll start Be'ezus Hashem. So you get to be a psiche, and then we start right away. But today, I think Sal's Yevamos, it's the first day. We'll do a psiche. The Torah states, it says in the Torah, Ki yeshvu achim yachdo, v'meis echod mehem, v'ben enlo. Two brothers, achim in ha'av, the same father, and one of them dies and he doesn't have kids, not boys and not girls, doesn't have nothing. Yevomo yovo yoleo, v'lokcho lo yishvo. The Yibbo. The other brother is a Yavam. Yavamo Yavo Yaleo. The Lokholoi Leishto. This is the mitzvah's Yibum in HaTorah. Now the mitzvah's Yibum is not only to do a Maise Bia. Could have been a Maise Mitzvah to do a Maise Bia. that could bring kids to the world. Lahokim Shem Lahokim. But Behemoth, the mitzvah is, the Gemara will explain in Daf Chof, Velokcho Loi Leishta. When you do Yibum, she becomes your wife. If later she wants to leave or you don't want to stay with her, you have to divorce her with a get like a regular Eishes Ish. So you write that it's a mitzvah Yibum, but it's mitzvah Yibum to Zayif, that she becomes Ishtoi Nasis Ishtoi Lechol Dovo. The Gemara later in the Chof Dalet will call it Hakom Hashem Kom Tachas Ochi. This brother is not stand that he's doing a mitzvah that he's marrying his brother's wife to bring kids. He's making Shem Kivyochol, you could say the Val and the Agdom Mashir, that the kids that are born, Kivyochol is not this mamish, I'm saying in brackets because then again the alumnus. Kivyochol, I'm saying, the kids that are born, ki'ilu belong to the dead brother. This was the ma'isa of El Ve'oinon in the Torah and Tomol, that they didn't want to marry to do Yibum because they felt the kids would belong kivyochol to their brother. But as a musik that it's called Kom Tachas Ochi. We'll see later, it's also negat to the sugis of Yerusha, that he gets, if no more person is dead, the Yerusha goes to all of the brothers. We'll see the Yavam really takes over the whole Yerusha. He bats and gets the chelik of his brother and the Yerusha of the father. Now, the Torah said there is another way chutz from Yibum. It's called chalitza. Dim layach poitzayish lekachas tesiyavimtoi. You do chalitza. Chalitza is also a mitzvah. As a perik yud beis and Yevomes, it's called Mitzvah Chalitza Keitzer. So the ganze perek is called Mitzvah Chalitza. Also, the Gemara will say later, Chalitza, the Mokim Yibum, Yeh Mitzvah, Lab Mitzvah, but it's called a Mitzvah. How you do it? Take off. She takes off her shoe, his shoe. She spits, and it's a kriya she has to say. Now, we'll see later in Daf Lametes, Chachomim hold mitzvahs yibum kuidemes le mitzvahs chalitza. And Daf Chof Aleph, the Gemara will say, chalitza b'mokim yibum lav mitzvah. Not stam mitzvahs yibum kuidemes le chalitza, chalitza b'mokim yibum lav mitzvah. So the eager mitzvah is to do yibum. But the Yavam does not want to do Yibum, he's allowed to do Chalitza. Abba Shaul holds, we'll see it already in the Gimel, Chalitza koidemes leYibum. But not, we have to remember that, not because Abba Shaul will hold that Chalitza is really koidemes leYibum, just Abba Shaul will hold that when a person does Yibum, and if he's not Mechavel Hashem Shomayim, says Ki'ilu Pergeah Be'erve, for zaydeke reasons, Abba Shaul says lemaisa not to do yibum, to do chalitza. So that's an emun. The pashas learns that yibum is before chalitza. We'll see later the sugyas. Abba Chachomim hold lemaisa yibum koydem lechalitza, chalitza mokim yibum lav mitzvah, and Abba Shaul holds chalitza is kedemes for zaydeke reasons. Now, mitzvah yibum. So this is the first act of it. Second step. Mitzvah yibum. Chutz that it's a mitzvah to make ma'ase yibum or to make a chalitza is a chalois that is chal before he does the yibum and chalitza. That is called zika. She's skuko leyovo. As a kind of kesher, a gidus in between the yevama and the yavam, even before he does yibum or chalitza. We'll see later in Daf Tzadikei, Rabbi Shmuel hold that kesher is a shtikel marriage. Till Rabbi Shmuel will say later in Daf Tzadikei, Ein kiddushin toifsin b'yevam al hashuk. A stranger makes a kiddushin. The pasha says eishes ish. She says no. Val she's skuko leyavam. She's mamish like eishes ish of the yavam. And while she's mamish like the Eishes Ish of the Yavam, and Kiddushin Toifsin. Another Zach, this is what Shitas Rav. Another Zach, Rav Shmuel will say Tarvayu. So Rav says El Kiddush in Teisim B'Yivom Al Hashuk. Rav Shmuel, what would be if she's Mezan? She's a Yivomo. Instead of going to the Yivom, she went to someone else. So we look at her like Isha Zinso, and she's a Surah Le Yivom. Like when a lady is Mezan under her husband, she's a Surah to her husband. Yivomo, Shazinso. We look at her like she's Isha Zinsa. Again, it's a kind of Kesher and Shaychus. And if she's Mezane, we look at it like that. As another Nafkamine, Isur Kroivus. The Yavam has to marry the Yavama. Okay? Before he did Yibum, he wants to marry the sister of the Yavama. He wants to marry the mother of the Yavama. The Yavama, her name is Rachel. She was married to my brother. My brother is Beth. Now I want to marry Leah, not Rachel. Leah was not married to my brothers. Leah is a regular Isha. But the halacha is, this is the sugya that Zayin, Yudches, Yutes, is the sugya of Yesh Zika, that the shaychus that I have, that the Yavam has to the Yavama, is like a Ishus, and like Achus Isha is also. You're not allowed to marry the sister of the Yavama. We'll see later if it's the Raisa or the Rabbonon, the Sugi of Yer Zika. It's the Raisa or the Rabbonon, the Sugi of Yer Zika. So these are the three Zachen that we have in the Sugi of Zika. The Skuk of Oymed is that the Yavama needs to do Yibum. It's not only a mitzvah, it's already a chalais issues, certain issues. We said first, the firat ein kiddushin, no one else can make a kiddushin. Rav Shmuel Damet Arvayim, she's mezana, she's asur leyavam. And we'll see later, this is a daf tzadikei, we'll see later, yudzayin, yudches, yudches, the sugi of Yezike, they're not allowed to marry her sister. Because the reis, the rabbonon, we'll have to see in the sugis later. The third akdome, and the din yibum, one of the main noisim is, we're going to do yibum to my brother's wife. My brother died, and he doesn't have kids. I'm going to marry his wife. Lemaisa, she's a elder. Eishes ochi v'zarayis. So you're right, Hashem gave me a mitzvah to do yibum. But the Maisa, she's a Elvin. It's the Maisa, she's a Elvin. So for sure, Hashem said, even that she's a Elvin, Hashem said to do you. But what is the ghetto? And remember this, because Baruch Hashem will be learning it. Haloich v'shoich. The Achroinim, and I'm saying it again, I'm saying the Pashtas Advorim. The way the Achroinim and Maimid, the Machloik. Shita Sateisvus and Gimel Amud Beis in the bottom and Undalad Amud Beis and much more we'll see in Shita Sateisvus that the heter to do Yibum is it's Begeder Ese Doiche Loisus. I have an Ese of Yibum. You write that my Ishesach is a Erve Ese Doiche Loisus. Even if the maskone ain ase doiche loises as she yesh by chorus, mitzvah se bekach. But if it is this, the gather is ase doiche loises. So weit the thesis will ask, why we need a mocker that ase doiche loises? I don't need a mocker that ase doiche loises. I can learn it out from Yibu. Thesis will ask, and that Gimel Amud Beis, and that Nun Dalet, maybe I don't need a mocker that Eser Deicha Loises. I can learn it out from Yibum. I can learn it out from Yibum that Eser Deicha Loises. I can learn it out from Yibum that Eser Deicha Loises. Le'umas then. And that is called in the Achroinim Tchuyo. Dainu, Be'etzem is a Ishesach, it's a Erve. The mitzvah of Yibum is matcha de erve. We will call it alamol d'chuyo. Le'umas dem Rebel Chonanen gave it to Ores, brings down a Ramban. He brings down a Ramban. The Ramban in Teras Ha'odom. And we will learn b'derech klal, as Reb Nochem is my Mishitas Rashi, that it's hutro. And I'm saying now the easy nusach, but it's Hashem we'll be learning it. We'll be learning it by Archove. Learning it by Archove. Yeah, we'll learn it by Archove. The Shitas Rashi, that when the Teire asked Eishes Ach, the Teire only asked Eishes Ach sheyesh loy bone. Or Eishes Ach when my brother gets divorced. Although when my brother dies without bonim, this Eishes Ach was never Nesach. Again, Lefitesis, it's a regular Eishes Ach. It's no different to the Eishes Ach that we have here. It's a heter of Parshas Yibum, Eser Deicheleises. Even if Nish Alamol Eser Deicheleises, here the Kula Alme Eser Deicheleises, even Shiesh Mekoritz. This is the Parsha of the Torah. Le'umas then, Shidas HaRamban, and this is called Chuyo. Be'etzem is the Isu, and it's Nitche. This Isu is Nitche. Le'umas dem shitas haramban in the Rashi, it's a hutro. Le'ishes ach she'en loibonim was never nesar. Kivyochol is le'ishes ach she'yesh loibonim, le'ishes ach fun a grusha, and le'ishes ach when my brother dies was never nesar. Now we have to remember, and we'll see it by Keseder a lot of nafke minutes. Even lefitesis that we say that it's a tchuyo. It's not a regular tchuyah. We'll see Be'ez Hashem in Daf Kuf Yud Alef Shita Sateisves Kot Nabo Al Aktan. Yovam that is 9 years old, that he made a beer in his Yavam. A Yovam that is 9 years old, Shita Sateisves in Daf Kuf Yud Alef, he's not going to have a beer till his Bar Mitzvah. So what do you do? So Allah says, you get them, she babysits him until he becomes big. I will see later with Frank Rebel Cholon, Eddie Bias, Ben Tess, it's a Bias Aveira. A kid 9 years old is not allowed to do a Bias, it's a Yisudai Raisa. And she's allowed to stay with him. Ah, we said it's a Tchuyo. So even if it's a Tchuyo, if he tastes, and the S is the Matir, and we have cases that we want to motion. Firash is not a Kasha Bichlal. This Eishes Ach is not Nesa. But if he tastes, we'll see. It'll be a Kasha. We'll have to answer later why it's Muta. We'll have to answer later why it's Muta. The Moshul Tasis will ask in the beginning of a Choylet Sanazi Kasha. A Yovam did a Bia to a Mu'uberes. We'll see later there is no mitzvah Yibum in Mu'uberes. I don't know, love, you have to wait. And he's not going to. Later, the kid is a Vlad, if he's not in Nefil, that is Berka Choylet. Cases will ask, I don't understand. If there's no mitzvah in the meantime, even if in the end the baby died, so Be'etzem was a Gilead Ayesim. He was Mezana with her. Because there was no mitzvah. If you're Rashi, we'll see it's not a Kasha. This is Shesach, it's not us. So again, Shitas HaTesfes, that the Geder of the Heter in Yevomis is, the Mitzvah Yibum is Matcha the Isur of Shesach. Tainu. The Shesach is a regular Shesach, is also the Dike Shesach, and the Mitzvah Yibum is Matir. The Geder till Tesfes will ask, we'll see and give it a Mudbeis, and Nundala the Mudbeis, learn out from here that Esad Echaleises. The Horai, that you're allowed to do Yibum. And Tesfes will answer what he will answer. Mashengel if Hirashi and the Ramban, the Geder is not that the Mitzvah Yibum is Doicha the Isur Eishes Ach. This was no Isur Eishes Ach, the Mokim She'el Leibonim, it was Hutro. And we said, even if it tastes that it's a Tchuyo, on the Ravade, Kotna Bola Gdoilo, the Gadlenu. We don't say, and the same thing, Tesis will say, Bias Mu'uberes, even that it's not a mitzvah, you're not over the Yisroel. The Moshul, Tesis will ask, or we'll see later, why is the heter a beer shmir? What does matter the second beer? I did a mitzvah already. Or if I want, I'm allowed to divorce her. So if I'm allowed to divorce her, so the mitzvah is done, why am I allowed to stay? Well, see later, Nasik Ishtar is chala heter after the beer. I'm just trying to explain again, bitur psiche, mashe engel lefi Rashi, these are not kashes bichlal. This is Shazach, it's never Nessa. This is the reason Kotten, she's allowed to stay with it. This is the reason the Mubaris doesn't have a problem. But we have to know, even that we say lefi Rashi, that this is Shazach was never Nessa, see later, the Yukim and Rashi and the Mishnah can say them. It's two places that even if Rashi we see that it's not mamish mamish muta. One of them is the Gemara and Daf Nun Daled. What would be if the Yavam, instead of doing beer, does a Maisa Kiddush? It's called Maimar. It's only Koyim in the Rabbana. Why not? Before we spoke, that the Zaydik person does a Kiddushin, it's not Chal, because she's like Eishas Ish, so you can't be Mekadosh Eishas Ish. Now he's speaking about the Yavam himself. The Yavam made a Maisa Kiddushin. So it's not Chal. Zokt Rashi Daf Nun Beizom Mud Aleph, and this Rashi will come again and again and again. We have to remember this Rashi, Rashi Dibur HaMaschil. Kesef or Ishove Kesef. Zogt Rashi. That if you, the Yavam himself is Mekadesh, it's not Chal. Why? She's a Erve. Eish Esach. Hashem was Matir Bia. Aber on chutz from the beer, she's a regular elder. So Mitzan Echo will be saying in Rashi that it's a hutro, aber Rashi will say that it's a ishazak. Aber Shaul will say, if you're not mechaven l'shem mitzvah, ke'ilu poigei ha-be'er. See, in Daf Gimel, and more before, in Daf Lamentes, Amud Beis, ke'ilu poigei ha-be'er. It's a shadow, it's a derabonon, the Ramban himself holds, it's a deraisa. Aye, the Ramban himself said that it's a hutra. So that Be'ez Hashem cannot say, I want to explain, this cannot stay shrel, Be'ez Hashem, after we'll be shoyled and the sugis in Yevamos. But we have to know that these are the two drochim. I'm saying the kashas, the derech and das hateisfes. This is the way of Elchonon and this is the way of Nocher B'maymin, that it's a gather of Tchuyo, it's a regular Ishasach, it's a regular Ishasach, but the Yibum is Matir. It's a regular Ishasach, but the Yibum is Matir. And if the Ramban and Rashi, it's not a regular Ishasach, and the Yibum is Matir. Ishasach she'en Lebonim was not Nesa. And again, if Rashi, we understand Bentes, we understand why Bias Shmiya is Mutter, we understand why Bias Muberes, it's the whole Sugide, why it's not called the Yisu. Mashengel Fitesis, we don't understand it. Mashengel Fitesis, we understand why not in the Bia, for sure Kiddushi or not Toifas. She's a regular Elve. She's a header to make a Maisa Kiddushi. Not Maisa Bia, not more from that. We understand why B'shol holds, if you're not Mechavan Hashem Shemaim, Kiilu Pagia Be'erbe. So the Opsa Erbe, though. If you Rashi that this the Teira never answered, there's no Pagia Be'erbe. So Be'ez Hashem, that will have to Be'ez Hashem in the Sugis. But remember, B'derech Klal, the Pashtas, the way we're learning B'shitas HaTesis, it's a Tchuyo, it's a Gedder of Esa Decheloisese, and if you Rashi, it's a Gedder of a Hutro. It's Ando Zachen Gatz. One Mamshik. So we're not allowed to do Yibum. We have a mitzvah to do Yibum. Now, as another halacha, what would be if the Yevama is an Erve? Now, chutzum de Ishasach, that if he tastes the Eser was Matir, or if he Rashi was no Yisur Bichval. What would be, the fourth agnomic, what would be if the Yevama is an elder, Lemoshel, I married a lady, my brother married a sister. Now my brother dies. So this is better than the Mishnah of Yevamas, even that normally is a mitzvah to do Yibum, and the Yibum is Doicha the Isur Eishasach, but if she's another Elve Chutz from the Eishasach, if she's another Elve Chutz from the Eishasach, you cannot do Yibum. This is the Mishnah, and the Mishnah has Chamesh Yisur Noshim, a list of 15 ladies that you can't do Yibum. Why? Because Chutz from the Eishasach, she's also an Elve. So what? So why you can't do Yibum? So be'emes, the Gemara end of Gimel Amud Beis starts with a drosha, and the whole sugya from Daf Gimel till Daf Ches, the Gemara will ask, I don't need a pasuk. It's a rayas. Eishasach, we said maybe yesterday Chalos said, and we said mitzvah segekach. And if Rashi, we said it's a utro. But if it's a achris isho, I don't have a heter to do yibum. And the maskonas a gemore and of zayin amud beis will be erve gufe lo yitzrich hakro. We'll have to learn. It's a big sugi. Again, bepashas is two droshes. Oleo, oleo. This is the sugi of Gimel amud beis. That we have a droshe that arayis apotu meyibum. And Rebbe and Daf Ches brings a different drosha velokho. But the Gemara will say erva gufe lo yitzrich hakro. So what you need a pasuk really is that it patters the tzor. But if my brother is married to my wife's sister and my brother dies, not only my wife's sister I can't marry also the tzor. This is what the Mishnah is coming to say. Not only that I can't marry my wife's sister, I can't marry the tzor. And this is Be'etzem the Mishnah. And the truth is, we'll see, the Mishnah never spoke even on the lady. Chamesh Esra Noshim Poitro Yisor Oseyim. The Mishnah never spoke Chamesh Esra Noshim Ein Oisim Boim Yibum. Could be that that is Pshita. Because could be Erve Gufel Yitzrich Ekro. The Chiddush is Chamesh Esra Noshim Poitro Yisor Oseyim. But again, that is a big, big sugya. The Gemara will ask Gimel Amud Beis Minolam that you don't do Yibum, and Minolam that you patter the Tzora, and the Gemara will bring Droshes, and the Gemara will ask why I need a Droshe. Maybe she's an Erve and I cannot do Yibum. The fifth step of the Agdol. Okay, so the Erve I cannot do Yibum, we said Erve Gufel Yitzrich Ekro, she's Arayas, I cannot do Yibum. Clear? I can't do Yibum. She's an Erve. She's my wife's sister. I can't do Yibum. Glad. Say that. I can't do. Why I can't do Yibum? Give me. Why I can't do Yibum? I want. Why I can't? What will happen if I will do? I'll have an Aveira. What Aveira? What? I'll marry an Erve. What Aveira will have? Arise. Oh, but let me to do chalitza. I can't do yibum. Why I can't do chalitza? Erve gufe lo yitzrich ekro. I don't need a pasuk to patter the erve. Say this. I will not do yibum to the erve. Oh, but let me to do chalitza. Is the sugya in the chof? It's be'etzem. We'll start in the gimel, and again in the chof. Kol she'eino oile le'yibum, eino oile le'chalitza. Im lo yachpoitz le'yaven, ve'olso yavim te'yashoro, and you do chalitza. Im lo yovo le'yaven, kol she'oile le'yibum, oile le'chalitza. Kol she'eino oile le'yibum, eino oile le'chalitza. A lot, this is Der Baruch Berz, you remember Bez Hashem, when we learn the sugya, it's like 5-6 Baruch Berz on this line. What is the Havana? What is the Havana on Kol She'ein O'ile Le'yibu Min O'ile Le'chalitze? But this is Bektzor and Daf Gimel and Barchov and Daf Chof. He is saying of course she'ein oyle leibum and oyle lechalitz. But as they, we'll go to the next step. What would be if the Yevamo is not a Rayas? The Yevamo is Chai Veilav. She's not a Rayas. A Mamzer. The Yevamo is a Mamzer. She's a Mamzeres. So Be'etzim you have Mitzvah Yid. It's not a Rayas. It's a Lav. So Be'etzim the Halacha is Esa Dechalaisis. So the right thing would be that I could do Yibum. As a Mishneh and Daf Chof. Remember, a Mishneh and Daf Chof. Choyletzes veloy misyabemes. And the Gemara says, Midairaisa, she really could have done Yibum because Esa Dechalaisa said. Aber gzei rabbi o rishoyno o to be a shniyo. So if she's a chaybelavi ve'ese, the halacha is choyletzes ve'loi misyabemes, and we don't do yibum. So midairaisa again, if she's a rayas, we don't do yibum. Ve'kol she'ino oile le'yibum, eino oile le'chalitz. If she's not a rayas, she's a chaybelavi, midairaisa she could do yibum. And this will be the Mishneh and Dachov, Isur Kedusha and Isur Mitzvah. Now, Choyletzes v'loy misyabemes, be'etzem she could have done Yibu, but with the Rabbonon, Gzei Rabbi or Rishoy Noot to be Yoshniyo, so Rabbonon said not to do the Bia, and to do Chalitza. What happens if the Yevamo is not a Rayas, and she's not a Chai Velav? She's a chai velavim ve'eset. That the klal is ein eset be'echeloises ve'eset. Lemoshul almona lekoyen gadol. Your brother's a regular kohen, and he died. Now the other brother's a kohen gadol. For him to do yibum, chutz from the isur eshesach is a lav and eset almona lekoyen gadol. So ein eset be'echeloises ve'eset. So the Gemara says, "Midei Raisa, you can't do Yibu." Midei Raisa, you can't do Yibu. But even that you can't do Yibu Midei Raisa, but you do Chalit. So we have the Zvav Noshim from our Mishneh, Arayas, don't do Yibu, and the Potur Miyibu VeChalit. Even though we asked why, we said Kol she'ein oile le'yibum and oile le'chalitz. We have chavelavim, regular chavelavim like a mamzer. Dear midairaisa, really you need to do yibum. Midarabonon, you can do yibum. Gzei rabbi or rishoyin or to be yoshniyo, so you do chalitz. You have chavelavim ve'ese. Chavelavim ve'ese midairaisa, you cannot do yibum. Midairaisa, you potu me'yibum. Aber you do chalitze. This is the Mishneh and Daf Chof. Chavelavim ve'ese. Almona le'kohen gadol. The Gemara says choyletzes ve'loy misyabemes. And the Gemara will ask in Daf Chof, mido nefshach. If you have a klal kol she'ein oile le'ibum and oile le'chalitze, so even chavelavim ve'ese that you can't do yibum, don't do chalitze. And if you don't have such a klal, so even the Arayas, you can do Yibum, you'll do Chalitz. This is the Gemara's Kasha and the Avchof Amud Aleph. The last four or five lines in Chof Amud Aleph. And the Gemara will say, "Is a ribui. Yesh lecho yevomo she'ein oilo le'ibum v'oilo le'chalitza." Then the Gemara will say, "Okay, so if you have a ribui, all of the arayas will also do chalitza." No, we have a mute. Kol she'ein oilo le'ibum v'oilo le'chalitza. So the Gemara, "Okay, So I have a miut and I have a ribui. So arayis, the Gemara says, apotu miyibum vechalitze, el chay belavim veese, apotu miyibum, but the chay vechalitze. And the Gemara will ask, my roiso. What is the difference? My roiso. And this is the first line in Chof Amud Beis. Look at the first line in Chof Amud Beis. We'll see all the Rebuch Beres, the Rebuchim, we'll be learning this line 200 times over this man. Mistabre, chay belavim tafsi bu kiddushim, chay bekrisis lo tafsi bu kiddushim. So the Gemara says that this is Svore, first line in Chof Amud Beis. Chay belavim tafsi bu kiddushim, chay belavim veeses o shimnitze chalitze, and arayes lo tafsi bu kiddushim, so dinat ni lechalitze. If it's a svore, if it's a droshe, if it's both, if it's not both, all of that be'ezus Hashem we will learn. So again, the klolim that we have, el v'gufe lo tzrich ekro, we have a miut, we'll see, to patu the tzor. She herself doesn't, and as nechalais, she has b'kolitz. So she, but even so, she's also potu mechalitze. Why? She can't do ibum, do chalitze. Kol she'ino, ele li'ibum, ele chalitze. Regular chay velavim b'day raisi k'du yibum esi d'chaloisese. Just what? Gzei yo b'yo yishayna otu b'yo shmiya. And every yesh is ach, it's hutra. But if it's a regular yisru, the heter is only b'yo yishayna. Chay velavim b'yese is no heter to do yibum. So she's not in the parsha. So, but even so, you do chalitze. Why you do chalitze? And the Gemara says, it's a ribuy, it's a miyut, my roiso. And that is the suge, chof amud alef, chof amud beis. It's Kedai, Christmas time. So I'll say this before we finish. A couple of Gemaras to see that these are the Gemaras. Again, we'll learn Keseder, we'll get the heavy Gemara. Now we'll go to the next, we're going to the sixth Chele. Fifth Chele. Sixth. This is Be'etzem. Where the longest starts, again, today we're only doing a psich. Chameishes renoshim poitroi tzoroseh. So come, we'll picture the case. Two sisters, two brothers married two sisters, and my brother dies. I can't marry his wife because she's my wife's sister. But not only I can't marry her, I also can't do yibum to the tzor, to the second wife. This is chameishes renoshim poitroi tzoroseh. And the tzorah is potu min ha-yibum u min ha-chalitza. Mishta chamez ha-noshim, bo yitzo otzei min ha-chalitza u min ha-yibum. The elder herself, we said, maybe lo yitzorich kho. But part is the tzorah. So now, I want to ask you a shayla. And part is the tzorah. But if I want, I'm allowed to marry her. I don't have to. But I want, I could. She's potu. What? Shai. Says mevul in the Gemara and Gimel Amud Beis. We'll see it in the Amud Beis in the Mishneh. I'm sorry, Gimel Amud Aleph. That she's not only potu meibum, she's also. Not only that she's potu meibum, she's also to do it. What is the issur that she has? Look, what is the issur that she? Whatever. So Rashi states that the ishes ach comes back. While there's no mitzvah, the ishes ach comes back. Rashi will say it in Yevamos maybe 50 times. When is no mitzvah, the Ishesach comes back. That's a regular Ishesach. A regular Ishesach. So, I'm not allowed to marry the Tzorah because she's a regular Ishesach. Maskin? The Elver herself, how much Avega she has? Achis Isha or also Ishesach? Also, Ishesach. So the Erve, not only Shizach Hefisha, Var is no mitzvah Yibum, is a Shizach. So this is the normal effect when you learn Yevomis yourself, this is the way you learn. The Erve patters the Tzorah, the Shizach comes back. Not only on the Tzorah, even on the Erve. The Ez Hashem will see from the Briskerov later that could be it's not that the Shizach comes back, at least not right away. The Erva, the aloha of the Tzora is, she spreads her isu that the second wife becomes also like Achos Isha. The Koyach of Tzora is, she gets the isu from the Erva. Again, the Pashtus and the Glatkeit is like all of you are learning that the Shizach comes back. The Shizach comes back. But we'll see later from the Briskerov that not the Shesach comes back, not only the Shesach, that the Erve could answer the Tzora be Isu Tzora Serve, a new shame Erve that is called Tzora Serve. We'll see. I will explain. You can't not in the Akdome say over the kasha, as the Shem will say over tomorrow, when we'll start it, but Rabkibeigel's kasha. Rabkibeigel's kasha and Yevomis. What is Rabkibeigel's kasha and Yevomis? The aloha in the Mishnah is that the Erve patters the Tzoro, and the Tzoro patters the Tzoro. My brother is married to my wife's sister. My brother dies, I can't make Yibum to my wife's sister and not to the second wife. But a third brother could make Yibum. So the third brother married not my wife's sister, he married the second wife. Now that brother dies, I can't marry that wife. And not only I can't marry that wife, she patters her tzorah. But this is the Mishnah. Valde Shesach came back, she's a regular Elvet. If she's a regular Elvet, for sure she will patter, right? So again, that is the Shaila. The Shaila is, if the Tzora, the reason there's an Isu to marry the Tzora, Rashi will say that Shesach comes back, if that is the getter of the Isu, we said the Elvet also, when Shesach comes back, other than that, it's not the Shesach comes back, maybe eventually it will come back, but the getter is not dying. We'll pull it down in the Yeshivish Nusach. Poitrois or Oisrois? The first Nusach is called Poitrois. The Erve patters the Tzora, b'meile kum zurik the Ishesach. We will call it Poitrois. Oisrois means the Erve answers the Tzora, b'isurach Oisisho, and b'meile she becomes Poitrois. Again, the first Nusach is called Poitrois. The Erve patters her Tzora. After the Tzora is Potu, B'meile kum tzurik the Ishesach. And B'meile, she's also. Oisrois means the Erve answers her Tzora. She gives her Hashem Achos Isha, sort of, we'll explain. And now she's also. And B'meile, she's Potu. Now all of you said so glad, I don't know why it was so poshut to you. You're right, when you learn Bashkofa Shoina. Now the Elva, I asked you, what is it in the Tzola? No, she's Potter. All of you said for sure it's a Shesach. Comes the Mishle Melech and Frekta Shaila. Chai ve'lavim ve'esem. We said there's no mitzvah Yibum. If you make a Yibum, it's a Shesach or not? Why not? If there's no mitzvah Yibum, because ain't Esem Leichel Leishesem. Why the Shesach will not come back? Clears the Mishle Melech and Sefer Parshas Drochim. Chai ve'lavim ve'esem is the eighth step in the Akdom. Chai ve'lavim ve'esem, there is no mitzvah Yibum. But we said the Oile Lechalitza. If there's no mitzvah Yibum, all of you said before, Parshat that the Shesach comes back. It's Pasha that the Shesach comes back. The Veld brings down the Machlekes. In Teisa Sarosh and Gimel Amud Beis, says clearly that the Ishesach comes back. And a lot of Rishonim, we will see clear that the Ishesach does not come back. Now, Frekt, the Mishneh Melech, listen good. It's the first kasha that we'll have. If the Ishesach comes back, so again, I'm a Kohen Gadol, and my brother has a Almon a Kohen Gadol, Chavilavim Ve'eser, I can't do Yibu. I can't do Yibu. Ein Eser Dechel, I will do Chalitza, I can't do Yibu. Aber we learned in the first Mishnah in Yevomes, Chameishes Enoshim Petros Tzoroseim, only Arayis. Chavilavim Ve'eser don't pat the Tzoros. Why not? If the Ishesach comes back, she's a Elbe. If she's a Elbe, let her to pat the Tzor. If the Ishesach comes back, so Eve Chavilavim Ve'eser. Again, we know Chameishes Lenoshim Petr Tzoroseim Ve'Tzor Tzoroseim. We know Chameishes Lenoshim Ha'arayes could patter the tzor. Chavilavim ve'eser did not patter the tzor. And not only that, they themselves need chalitza. I'm afraid that Mishneh Melech, if it's no mitzvah, the Ishesach comes back. If the Ishesach comes back, so let it to patter the tzor. This kasha, Be'ezus Hashem, will see Teisus HaRosh and Daf Gimel Amud Beis will ask this kasha. This will be a kasha of Teisus HaRosh and Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Rebbe Uchber will ask a different kasha. If the Ishesach comes back, so Tafsi B'Kiddushin or Loi Tafsi B'Kiddushin? Loi. So why she's Oile L'Chalitza? So Evi Chai V'Lavi V'Ese, why the Mishnah Daf Chof says that it's Oile L'Chalitza? Why it's Oile L'Chalitza? So again, from the second, the last part of the Akdom, we said we have in the Mishnah that Arayas patter the Tzorah. We said it's not only that they patter the Tzorah, we saw in the Mishnah Amud Beis in the Gemara Mefurish and Avgimel Amud Aleph that the Tzorah is also. What is the Isur of the Tzorah? Rashi says to say that the Ishesach comes back. That is the Pashtus. We said a little bit of maybe that it's not only that the Ishesach comes back. It gives us the shame of a Tzora Serve, it's a new Erve that is called Tzora Serve. But the Pashtas, the Ishesach comes back. After we know, and we said, if the Ishesach comes back, so the gather is that the Erve patters the Tzora, and the Meresh becomes also. We call it Poitros. If the gather is that it makes it first Achos Isha, it's a new kind of Isra Achos Isha, and she herself becomes also, and because of that she can't do Yibum Dehainu. Only want to explain the Tutsdoni with Poitras voices. Two brothers marry two sisters, and my brother dies. I can't marry my wife's sister. But I can't marry the Tzor. What? Says a Poitras. If one of them I can marry them. Gzeres HaKosu. But not that this one answer this one. This one patters the bias. The Mele, the Yisur comes back. Other the gather of the Gzeres HaKosuv is not poitros. The gather of the Gzeres HaKosuv is the oisois. The Elve asks the Tzor. The Elve asks the Tzor. While the Elve asks the Tzor, the Mele, she makes her a Tzor as Elve, and the Mele, she becomes potu. This we will call in Derech HaLimud oisois. After we learn that, so but all of you was poshut like the first time that if there's no mitzvah, the main of the Ishesach comes back. Zog the Mishneh Melech. So now we're clear. Chavilavim ve'eser, we say like this: Erve is potu. Chavilavim deraisa you do yibum, but gzeira b'yirishel is b'shniyah. So chasal said to do chalitza. Chavilavim ve'eser ain eser deicholaisis ve'eser. So there's no mitzvah, but it's chalitza. And why we said it's a sugya d'afchot. Zogim Mishneh Melech, but if there's no mitzvah, let the Ishesach to come back. Now they stayed in Teisaosh. Some Rishonim say it doesn't come back. We'll have to know if it doesn't come back. So why it comes back by the Elvet? By the Tzor. What is the difference? That is nothing you will have to find out. Why we said all of you poshut that the Erev Dei Shesach comes back, and Chavilah Mbe'ez, it's not so poshut that it comes back. But if it comes back, Frege Teisarosh, so Evi Chavilah Mbe'ez, it will pass it its own. Frege Boruch Ber, Evi Chavilah Mbe'ez, it will be potu Michalitze, because she's an Erev. So Avada, again, I want to make it clear. The Derech HaLimud is, you learn the Sugyas, and slowly, slowly, we will cover it. And I'm saying in 3 weeks, everyone will read Spanish, Lech Tzaharayin, and all the Yisraelis. It's Kedai tonight to see the Mishnah, to see a little bit the Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Gimel Amud Aleph, Daf Chof, to follow these Yisraelis that we spoke about. Like this, you're familiar in the main Zachim. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with the Gantz.
What?
We'll get to there, for sure.